it's tea time and it's Channel 4. Therefore, it's time for the programme so enthusiastic it makes Blue Peter look like a misery fest. Come shout with me. It's not a programme about cooking. It's a programme about who can shout the loudest. Ah! Ah! I bet you watching at home couldn't shout as loud as that. But now that the silliness is behind us, let's make no further ado. Let's get on with the cooking. In preparation for today's show, some bread has been bought from the local Sainsbury's. That's right, I did say that. Because product placement is now allowed on Channel 4. Now the telly bosses absolutely love it. In fact, look at this can in my hand. It's a Pepsi, and I'm promoting it throughout the show. When I take a little sip through my lips here, it tastes like an absolute elixir of flavour. Isn't it absolutely wonderful? The fine drink it is too. Let's get on with the challenges. Pepsi. I don't know about you, but when I see those contestants, I'm going to feel very sorry for them. They're going to be absolutely stumped. They've got to take this bread and mix it with that tin over there. In there, they will find beans. What they've got to do is come up with beans on toast. It's never been done before on Crunch Out With Me or anywhere else, but I haven't checked. However, will they manage? Boy, do they have a lot in store. Let's welcome the contestants who have just arrived in the kitchen. First is Liz from Antarctica. And there's Steve from Siberia. And now let the cooking commence. Let's get ready to shout. 5, 4, 3, 2, for God's sake. And counting down, the final number, 1, and cook. And we conclude this week's Come Shout With Me with some cooking chimes that are in the end credits for absolutely no reason. Come Shout With Me was brought to you by Cook Productions for Channel 4. The music was royalty free.